First thing is that when men give off mixed signals, and this could be with their body language, with communication that slows down, okay, in the case of just not enough text messages or not responding at all, chances are high that he is processing some issue or situation in his life. As men and women, we process things very differently. We tend to, as women, process things in community, right? Like if we have a problem, we call up a girlfriend, we go on online forums and get people's advice. We find a sense of strength and peace in asking other people and sharing. Men are the opposite. They go into their man cave and they like to process alone and not be bothered. So the worst thing that you can do when a guy is giving you mixed signals, right, is to press and be overbearing and be like questioning him all the time to talk about it, asking him to talk about it, setting a time to talk about it. Like nothing pushes a man further away than those words, "I think we have to talk." But I asked men, you know, why do you give off mixed signals? What is that about? And they all said, you know, we're unsure of what to do in a situation. And it doesn't have to be just about the relationship. We're not sure what we want, and we're trying to figure out what we think about a situation. So the first tip I have for you is stop assuming that it's all about you. Yes, that's a little harsh, but I'm going to just go there. As women, we tend to think that everything a guy does or doesn't do is because of us, and we need to check ourselves a little bit. It's not always about us. It could be an issue at work. It could be that he is kind of debating what he wants as the next step in the relationship, and giving him that space to process it without pushing can be excruciatingly difficult, but it could be the thing that brings you both closer to each other into that next level. All right, I'm going to share a meme, and I don't know if you can see it, so I'm going to read it. There might be a glare. So there's these two people on a couch, and this is her diary. "Tonight, I thought my guy was acting weird. We'd made plans to meet at a nice restaurant for dinner. I was shopping with my friends, so I thought he was upset at the fact that I was a bit late, but he made no comment on it. Conversation wasn't flowing, so I suggested we go somewhere quiet to talk. He agreed, but didn't say much. I asked him what was wrong. He said nothing. I asked him if it was my fault he was upset. He said he wasn't upset. It had nothing to do with me. On the way home, I told him I loved him. He smiled slightly and kept driving. He didn't say I love you too. He fell asleep. I cried. I don't know what to do. I'm almost sure that his thoughts are with someone else. My life is a disaster." Okay. His diary. "Motorcycle won't start. Can't figure out why." Isn't that great? That just made me laugh so hard, because a lot of times we do. We think it's all about us, and it's not. It has nothing to do with us sometimes. So taking on the frame of mind that, wow, this could possibly have nothing to do with me. I'm just perceiving that it does. And then, you know, what do you do from there is redirect your energy towards the things that you love. If you're not putting all your focus on him, then, you know, when he's ready, he will come back to you. The second part of this is a little bit tricky to understand, but I'm going to do my best. If everybody is a mirror for our behavior and for our thoughts and beliefs, if a guy is giving you mixed signals, could it be possible that you're giving yourself mixed signals? Hear me out, okay? So whenever our thoughts and our actions and our feelings are all the same, that's when we feel the most powerful. That's when we feel confident. That's when we're not doubting what our guy is doing. We're just kind of with ourselves, feeling good with ourselves. But if there are places in your life, and this could be in the relationship, but it could be at work, it could be with your workout routine, it could be with a friendship where you are out of integrity or you're sending yourself mixed signals. Let's say you keep saying that you want to lose weight, but you keep overeating, right? Like there's a disconnect there. Your man giving you mixed signals could just be highlighting those areas in your own life. And the great news there is that you can do something about it. You can notice it and start to make changes. And as you start to make changes and come into alignment with what you say you want and what you're doing, then chances are high that the behavior on his end could change drastically too, because we're all connected. All right, so let's recap really quick. How to handle a guy's mixed signals. Don't assume it's all about you. Realize that men need time to process, and sometimes those mixed signals can be about something other than the relationship. And finally, ask yourself where you could be sending mixed signals to yourself and start to clean up your act. Mixed signals are not a doom. They don't spell doom to a relationship. Oftentimes it can be the opposite. But the more that you can go into that space of pulling your energy back to yourself, the faster things will flow as they're meant to, and you are going to attract that man that loves you for exactly who you are. And the mixed signals won't faze you. They will just be a step towards you getting closer to each other.